Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Oh, who are the people in your neighborhood? In your neighborhood, in your neighborhood. Say who.
We're going to take a break from all the Herman Cain, Joe Paterno, blah, blah, blah stuff this morning and talk about a very famous neighborhood. Among the people in our neighborhood this morning are Carlo Alban, actor and playwright who starred on Sesame Street for 5 years. Carlo, good morning.
Good morning.
How did you get to Sesame Street? Let's start that story because there's quite a story to tell here, and I just want to get every tantalizing little detail.
It was kind of a roundabout way. I moved to the United States from Ecuador when I was 7 years old, and we started our life here. We came on a tourist visa with my parents and my brother, Angelo, and we overstayed our visas and then applied for a permanent residency and proceeded to kind of get on with our lives here, and we would go to school, and eventually I fell into acting and auditioned for that very great program and ended up being cast in it as a regular.
You were Carlo, a teenager who worked in Mr. Hooper's store for 5 seasons.
Correct.
And I can hear kind of in your voice that your family's decision to come from Ecuador to the United States and to deliberately overstay your visa meant that you were living on pins and needles in those early years.
Absolutely.
Even when you were on Sesame Street?
Even when I was on Sesame Street. Well, you know, we applied for a permanent residency right away. My mother had a sister here who was a citizen, and this was in 1986. Reagan was president, and we applied, but we didn't know that it was going to take as long as it did. It ended up taking 12 years, and, you know, when you first apply for residency, they give you an estimate. The lawyers, whoever does your application, they tell you, you know, it's going to take about this long, and they said about 5 years, and it ended up taking 12. So in that time, we kind of had to do what we could to survive and to succeed and get ahead.
And years of success, but also years of fear, years of self-doubt. And those themes come into the show that you're currently playing off-Broadway here in New York. Intringulous is the name of the show?
Correct.
And how do you evoke both your success and your fear of failure and discovery as an undocumented alien in the United States? That's a very common story in the U.S. Millions of people have the same story, but it's not a terribly well-known story.
Absolutely. And you know, that's one of the reasons why I wrote this show, because I experienced all these things. I grew up in this situation, and I knew that there were millions of people like me, but I never heard from them, and I never heard – whatever dialogue I heard in the media was not reflective of my experience and was not reflective of personal stories and family stories, which are really – it's really the immigrant tale. So I grew up with this urgent need to speak out.
And the great irony is that, you know, on Sesame Street, they often will bring controversial – subjects onto the show. We'll bring characters who represent people. I mean, Mr. Hooper died
right
on the show. That was something that they tackled head on. Yet you were fearful enough about your own status that it remained a secret to your colleagues at Sesame Street. What was that like?
Well, gosh, it was scary, and it was sad, and you know, there's a lot of guilt involved, feelings of guilt, because I couldn't be honest with these people who were wonderful. They were great. I mean, they were my friends, you know. It's a family. It really is a family unit. There are people that have been there since 1969, since the show started. You know, it's like no set I've ever been on.
And I'm trying to imagine, and again, you refer to this in your show to some extent, but I've got to ask you here. I mean, what is it like to be on the set of Sesame Street and realizing that you've forged papers, you know, essentially lied to Big Bird and all the rest of them, and Grover. And, I mean, that's kind of what you're talking about here.
Yeah, a little bit. A lot. There was a fear mainly of public humiliation, I guess, of losing this great thing that I had. But everybody on the show was so open and so welcoming that it was easy to feel a part of the community and forget while you're there, you know, while you're working on the set. You kind of have to focus on your job and on the people around you, and you kind of get on with it.
Although in terms of cultural immersion in the United States, I mean, I would think that Sesame Street is so recognizable in the U.S. and around the world that you could almost take a picture of you in the neighborhood on Sesame Street to the INS and say, what are you talking about? I'm on Sesame Street. Of course I'm an American.
Right.
But you couldn't do that.
I couldn't do that. It took its toll. It took its toll mainly on my family life. You know, it took its toll on tension that was built up was only released in private at home. You know,
what did your parents say about your success on Sesame Street and your status?
They were incredibly happy for me. They were always incredibly supportive. They never forced me to do anything I didn't want to do. Acting is something that I fell into and that I really wanted to pursue. And when this opportunity came up to be on the show, it was the opportunity of a lifetime. It wasn't something that we could say no to.
Of course not.
No one would given that situation.
Carlo Alban is an actor and playwright who starred on Sesame Street for 5 years. His show, Intríngulis, is playing off-Broadway through the middle of this month. How are audiences dealing with your one-man show? What kind of a sort of connection are you finding in the theater?
Well, you know, what's amazing to me is how much people reflect, how much it makes people think, and how much people... I've had complete strangers come up to me after the show and say, God, Carlo, we have the same story. I mean, you know, I wasn't on television, but I had a really similar experience, and I've never seen anybody talk about it in that way or come up to me and say, I'm going to ask my parents, I'm going to ask my grandparents how we got here or what process they went through, because it's not something I had ever thought about, but it's something to really consider.
And it's not something necessarily children are permitted to think about. Not that their parents have done anything to coerce them. You have to follow your parents. But still, kids are born into this feeling of insecurity, and they have to make their own way. What would you advise your parents if they had to do this again? About disclosing to you or telling you what was going on? Anything?
I'm glad that they told me. I'm glad that they told me. What I would advise is openness and honesty and not being too harsh on your children, on anybody really, in terms of.
Because they're pioneers.
Yes, they're pioneers. And letting things out, letting you talk, letting air out your insecurities and your real feelings, because I think that only leads to dialogue and to, you know, and to a better understanding.
Well, in your family, it led to an off-Broadway play, Intríngulis, which is being staged here in New York through the middle of November. Carlo Alban, thanks so much.
Thank you so much, John.
Carlo Alban was on Sesame Street for 5 years. His autobiographical one-man show is that off-Broadway show that I talked about there. You can join this conversation or any if the story you just heard is just like your story. Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or post a comment to thetakeaway.org. The allegations of sexual harassment by GOP presidential candidate Herman Cain has you talking.
My name is David, and about the Cain controversy, if he is lying, he is an unbelievably good liar, because I believe him when he says he didn't do it. But are the girls lying too?
What are your thoughts on the Cain allegations? And do you have a personal experience with sexual harassment in the workplace? Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or post to our site, thetakeaway.org. I'm John Hockenberry. Celeste is out this week on assignment. This is The Takeaway.